This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. 12 original Hooters locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. To find yours and the one closest to you, visit originalhooters.com. For those of you, of course, listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast around the United States and around the world, it doesn't take you very much to find out where your nearest Hooters location is. I'm probably just reminding you of it by mentioning it. For those of you in the greater Tampa Bay area, for the second straight year, we will be doing fantasy draft parties at two Tampa Bay area Hooters locations. We're just going to tell you about the first one and get everybody we can into those leagues. And then after we do that party, we'll do one more. Much like last year, where we made some new calendar girl friends, we will be returning to the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue location just west of Dale Mabry Highway. The date has been set. We will be there for our fantasy draft party Wednesday, August 22nd. And you must be there by 6:30 p.m. for a prompt 7 p.m. start to the leagues we are going to draft. If you are interested in being a part of this draft party and being selected to be an owner in one of these Hooters JoeBucksFan.com powered leagues, you need to send a request. It's not your entry. It's not automatic. It is a request to come to the draft party and play. Space is limited, and there will be a random draw to determine who is put in these leagues. We are going to have some notables playing in the leagues against you, just as we did last year. Ira Kaufman will be at this draft from JoeBucksFan.com, Tampa Bay's Hall of Fame voter. Steve Isbitz will be there as well, the man behind JoeBucksFan.com. And we may even have a calendar girl team, depending on how much I can convince our calendar girl friends to commit to this thing this season. They were very interested last year, and they still are the last time I talked to them. But again, space is limited. If you are interested, you need to send me an email saying you would love to be involved as an owner for the August 22nd draft party at Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue. You need to send me an email with your full name and your phone number, okay? Full name and phone number, and send that to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. If you were involved in one of our leagues last year, that's great. They're over. Yeah, that has nothing to do with these leagues this year. We will be taking the champion of last year's Hooters Hillsborough League, Robert Wright, who also plays in a number of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, and he will be defending a championship in one of the leagues. So he will be there. But if you were in, say, the Hillsborough League last year, and you're like, oh, I'm automatic this year. No, that's not necessarily the case. Every year is different. Every remote we do is different. So email me full name and phone number if you're interested in owning a franchise in one of our Hooters JoeBucksFan.com powered fantasy football drafts in one of the leagues. And this one will be specific for the Hooters on Hillsborough, Wednesday, August 22nd. You'll need to be there by 6:30 p.m. No excuses. Last year, there was this huge thunderstorm that hit Hillsborough County. And some of you were even emailing saying, well, I assume the draft is canceled tonight because my roads are flooded. And we already had 16 people there. So no. Sorry if you can't get there. The show goes on without you. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Once we do that remote with those leagues, we'll tell you where the other one is and when, if you want to be in one of those leagues. I have no problem being offering you more than one. If you want to do more than one, that's fine. But space is limited at both. Just because you email me doesn't mean you're automatically in. I'll reach out to you if you are selected to play. All right. Over on Fantasy Football Calculator, as I record this on Thursday evening. Let's just take a look at the latest mock draft compilations as it relates to quarterbacks. I'm not going to spend a ton of time ranking quarterbacks for your season-long drafts because the value simply isn't there. You want a quarterback who is consistent and productive, and always remember my tiebreaker when it comes to fantasy quarterbacks. If you are undecided on who to draft, who to pick up on waivers, and who to play week to week, if it's that even, then you need to look at your candidates and ask yourself, which of those quarterbacks has more of a likelihood of getting you rushing yardage or a rushing touchdown? That is your tiebreaker. So with that in mind, let's look at the latest quarterback rankings via fantasyfootballcalculator.com as of Thursday night. Aaron Rodgers at number one, Deshaun Watson. I told you, legs are a tiebreaker. Number two for the Houston Texans, ahead of Tom Brady. Now that says a lot. Some of it may be a leap of faith, but as a Tom Brady owner, I can certainly tell you, and there are other Tom Brady owners or even Patriots fans who will tell you that down the stretch of the fantasy season last year, Brady was not as productive from a fantasy standpoint. The yardage was a bit off. The touchdowns throwing were a bit off as we got to the later stages of the season. Brady at three. Russell Wilson up at four. Wilson loves having the ball in his hands. He can obviously do a lot with his legs as well. And with the public opinion about the Seahawks defense being so negative, there's the feeling that Wilson will have to do more yardage and points and touchdowns for Seattle to win this season. You don't want a running back on a bad team. You want a quarterback on a bad team. Drew Brees in at five. That is sort of your top tier there when it comes to the quarterbacks, with Rodgers the unquestioned number one, and then Watson, Brady, Wilson, Brees comprising the rest of tier one. Then it's interesting how, according to fantasyfootballcalculator.com, they're showing Carson Wentz right now as the number six QB. Profootballtalk.com, just within the last few days, talked about Wentz's return from the injury and just said, how much of a mental hurdle is this for Carson Wentz? Buyer beware on Wentz, at least right now, not knowing full well what the situation is. You're very hopeful that he's ready to go. There's no ill effects. There's nothing holding him back. Remember, though, Frank Reich, who was part of that staff, is now in Indianapolis. The Eagles will be taking everybody's best shot this year. Wentz up at six, I find curious. Cam Newton at seven, bounce back year in 2017. For Cam Newton, up at seven. Again, the legs were there last year. The knock, one of a number of knocks on Cam Newton, that he didn't like throwing to backs out of the backfield. It did go away. He can play pitch and catch with Christian McCaffrey. That's not an issue. And Newton is showing no signs of slowing down in terms of wanting to move the ball himself, wanting to score touchdowns himself. And if anything, you know, remember they traded Kelvin Benjamin last year before the deadline. Newton still showing that he wants to be as involved with moving the chains, getting in the end zone, as a couple of years ago. Remember, we went through the whole, well, with this new offense, is he going to have the opportunity to do this as much? That doesn't seem to be holding him back. It didn't hold him back, and I don't expect it will hold him back now. New face and new place, Kirk Cousins at 8 for the Minnesota Vikings. This is just very understandable when you take a big-time team like the Vikings that has been front and center as a Super Bowl contender in recent years and goes out and basically they have three quarterbacks. They let them all go, even though they went to the NFC title game and they signed the biggest free agent quarterback out there in Cousins. Cousins loves throwing to the tight end. That could certainly be a good thing for Cousins working with Minnesota's tight end. We've talked about that on previous podcasts. You've gotten some. You got a new deal for Stephon Diggs. Should mean Adam Thielen is in line for that. Healthy Dalvin Cook, quality offensive line. You know, Minnesota has a lot of those elements. They just haven't broken through. They bring in Cousins to get over the top. So that's why Cousins firmly in that second tier. And currently, according to Fantasy Football Calculator, as the number 8 QB. Jimmy Garoppolo at 9. That's just the wow factor there. Granted, he did a lot of wonderful things after San Francisco finally took him out of the bubble wrap and decided to play him last year, and then they paid him. While Jerick McKinnon seems to be overvalued as the lead running back in San Francisco, with Garoppolo at 9, it's more understandable because whether the Niners are good, whether the Niners are okay, whether the Niners are bad, you can still get production out of Garoppolo. Just within the last 24 hours, report via rotoworld.com about his connection with Marquise Goodwin. He also has Pierre Garçon. Obviously throwing to McKinnon out of the backfield, Garoppolo there at number 9. Andrew Luck at 10. Yeah, he's throwing a big boy football now. And Frank Reich is saying all the right things. So it seems like Luck has made some progress since we last talked about this subject. I am still very skeptical about Luck or any of the Colts at this point. I just don't think it's worth the risk until I see more. We know what Luck was capable of prior to this injury that has been a factor for so long, and it's been a very methodical road back for Andrew Luck, something that we haven't really seen. Even the Peyton Manning injury was different. Speaking of the Indianapolis Colts, but there are believers out there in Luck, just as there were last year. There were some of you asked last year that invested picks in Andrew Luck or draft claims in Andrew Luck, and you never got anything out of it. Matthew Stafford at 11. Now we're getting into that area where it goes back to the whole zero quarterback draft theory, where you can wait for other owners in your league to pick their quarterbacks and then just take from the available group and probably feel pretty good about yourself. Because here's the group from 11. Let's just say from 11 to... Yeah, let's go ahead and say 11 to 16. All right, we can probably take it further, and we will for conversation's sake. 11 is Stafford. The yards are always there. If Detroit can just be a little bit better in the red zone, they win more games, and Stafford gets more fantasy points. But as far as putting him out there every week as a fantasy quarterback, it doesn't seem like that bad of an idea. Matt Ryan comes in at 12. Off an Atlanta Falcons team that won a playoff game a year ago, is just 2 years removed from a Super Bowl appearance. Julio Jones had money moved up in his deal to get him going and ready for this season. Both running backs are back. Matt Ryan there at 12, Phillip Rivers at 13. Rivers is one of those guys, and I'll talk about the other one, where when I employ this theory in my own leagues when I'm playing, whether it's a 10-team league, a 12-team league, a 14-team league, and I'm the last to select a quarterback, Rivers is always one of those guys that I'm ultimately looking for, even though Melvin Gordon was a productive running back last year for the Chargers. Some of that production came on little flip passes from Phillip Rivers. Granted, no Hunter Henry in the red zone, but Phillip Rivers just every year, from a fantasy standpoint, he seems to get it done. From a playoff standpoint, not so much, although that doesn't seem to be, granted, I live on the East Coast, Phillip plays on the West Coast, it doesn't seem to be something that follows Phillip Rivers as much as it, say, follows other athletes who don't go to or win playoff games in every sport. The latest report about Pat Mahomes throwing interceptions in practice and Andy Reid saying he doesn't care was a few hours ago. I'm still not touching Mahomes, although many are, as Fantasy Football Calculator currently has his quarterback value at 14. Now, let me make the point, as Ben Roethlisberger, the most undervalued quarterback in fantasy football for maybe the last 5 years running, comes in at 15. And of course, we have the Antonio Brown quad that doesn't look to be anything that is going to linger. Just keep an eye on it as it relates to Brown. And that would obviously affect Roethlisberger, although Roethlisberger does have now a second year of someone we all agree when he got in the lineup. And now he's clearly established as the number two in a Juju Smith-Schuster should be productive for Roethlisberger and the Steelers. So let me just ask you something. You're not a Chiefs fan, and you're in your fantasy draft, and you've gotten your running backs, you've gotten your wide receivers, maybe you've even gotten Gronk, or you've gotten Zach Ertz. I don't want to say you got Kelce, because if you got Kelce, then you might be a believer in Mahomes, so let's just remove him from the equation for right now. And you're now like at the round, you're like, okay, now it's time for me to take a quarterback. And here are the four who are sitting there. Well, let's just say five that are sitting there. Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers, Pat Mahomes, Ben Roethlisberger, and on the board at 16 in Fantasy Football Calculator quarterback rankings is Jared Goff. Why would you take Mahomes? Why? Why are you taking the risk with your QB1? Why? Against those guys. When you know the sample size and how established and for the most part how durable Stafford, Ryan, Rivers, to a lesser extent Roethlisberger, right? If you draft Roethlisberger, you know at some point during the season you're probably going to have to play somebody else for a game or two. It just seems to happen. And then there's even Jared Goff, who is on this in this Ram offense that is extremely productive. I just don't know why you would take the risk there and take Mahomes instead of all those guys. Might it work out? Yeah. But don't you want to have the least amount of question marks around your season-long picks, especially when it's your QB1, your RB1, your RB2, your wide receiver 1, your wide receiver 2, your tight end 1? You don't want to have to replace them in the lineup. You don't want to have to replace them via waivers. You don't want to have to worry about them. 17, Mariota. I think that's a bit low. I do. I mean, I know he technically didn't have a good year last year, but the Titans went to the playoffs, won a playoff game. Perhaps that's why Alex Smith is no longer in Kansas City. They rallied to win that playoff game. There seems to be more of a 21st century offensive philosophy in Tennessee now that Mike Mularkey and his staff was let go. Derek Carr, 18. There could be some value there, especially with some of the positive reports about Jordy Nelson. People seem to want to like Jordy Nelson. Maybe they're just worried Amari Cooper's 2017 will carry over into 2018, or just wondering if John Gruden is the next Barry Melrose. 19, Alex Smith in Washington. Interestingly, at 19, 20, and 21, all NFC East quarterbacks. Alex Smith, Dak Prescott, Eli Manning. Personally, I think all three are undervalued. Now, I'm not saying you take any of those guys over Kirk Cousins or over Matt Stafford or Matt Ryan, but down that low, if you're looking for a number two quarterback or you're in a two quarterback league, I think any of those guys should do well for you. Case Keenum, 22. Ironically, Jameis Winston at 23 for Tampa Bay, but pickings get slim after that. Mitch Trubisky, 24. Yeah, once you see Mitch Trubisky's name on the board, I think at that point you're like, yeah, now what's really left? 25, Tyrod Taylor. I think a lot of that has to do with just how many games Tyrod Taylor is actually going to play before Sam Bradford gets in there. 26, Andy Dalton. 27, Lamar Jackson. 28, Blake Bortles. 29, Baker Mayfield. 30, Sam Bradford. 31, Joe Flacco. 32, Nick Foles. Again, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. 12 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Visit originalhooters.com to find the closest one to you. Hooters is not only a great place for you to have your fantasy football draft party, which you can book online at originalhooters.com, but our first fantasy football draft party will be Wednesday, August 22nd. And if you would like to be a part of that, and request being an owner in one of those leagues at that store for the upcoming season, you need to send me an email to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, requesting to be a part of those leagues. Just because you send me an email doesn't mean you are in those leagues. Availability is limited, and I will contact you if you have been selected to play in one of those leagues specific to the Hillsborough Avenue store just west of Dale Mabry on August the 22nd. We will be doing a second draft at a different Tampa Bay area original Hooters location that will be announced after we do the party on August 22nd. Again, send the email requesting to be a part of one of our Hooters, JoeBucksFan.com, Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. If you want to be there and be part of the leagues at Hooters on Wednesday, August 22nd, email me your full name and your phone number, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Know if you drafted there last year. I appreciate that you were there and you played all season, but this is a new year. We need people back in Hooters to do our draft party. It doesn't guarantee that you are back in those leagues this year. Thanks to Original Hooters and all 12 Tampa Bay area locations for their continued presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Happy to have them back on board. They were the reason last year we went to two podcasts a week. They are the reason this year. We are twice weekly with postings generally scheduled for every Monday and every Friday of every week all the way through Super Bowl 53. Yeah, we're up to 53. Yeah, Super Bowl 53. Again, I'll answer all of your fantasy football questions all year long at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. To simply know when the next podcast drops, just subscribe to this podcast and you will have that when it is posted. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we'll talk to you again next time.